Hi, I'm Nathan Feuerberg, writer and creator of Flies in the Jar. If you enjoy the show, it would be great if you could go over to iTunes or Podchasers and leave a review. Or, even better, just tell a friend. Flies in the Jar is a serialized radio drama. If this is your first time listening, it's advisable that you begin with episode one.
Previously on Flies in the Jar.
The bed's on fire.
This fire was intentionally set.
I'm lucky to be alive. I mean, I don't even know how I got out of bed without getting burnt.
But you said he's like a known pyro.
Till now, he was our top suspect, but like I said, we don't have any evidence.
Okay, so what are we supposed to do?
I can recommend you change your locks and have bars installed over your windows.
You're kidding, right?
Just watch your back.
So who's the girl singing?
She says she's from Sweden.
He broke up with me.
Reggie?
Grab your stuff. You're coming to stay at my house.
And now, an all-new episode of Flies in the Jar.
Flies in the Jar is based on true events.
So the next day we went back to the Sage Room, and Jimmy told Reggie that we needed a favor. At first, Reggie didn't want to help, but we kept on him until he made the call. That afternoon, we drove out to the valley to meet Billy Summers.
Think this is the place?
It's the only trailer out here.
Who paints a Confederate flag on the side of their barn?
Let's just do what we came to do.
You got about 30 seconds to get back in your vehicle and head the way you came.
Whoa, hold up, man. I mean it now.
Hey, easy, my friend. Reggie Summers.
Oh, man. You must have just sailed down that freeway. I wasn't expecting you boys for another few hours. Let me just go inside and grab it.
Man, sure about this?
No, but we need protection.
Yeah, but I was thinking of asking my dad if I could come stay with him for a while. I mean, I'm sure your parents would give you enough cash to go home for a month.
Ain't no one gonna scare me into leaving.
Here she is, Smith and Wesson, five shooters.
Oh, dude! I just realized you sound exactly like that dude from Dazed and Confused.
That a friend of yours?
Oh, man, you know, like the dude who's always got his shirt off.
I can't say that I do. Let's get back to business.
You said you wanted 150 for it?
Yeah, but before we get into that, I need to know that you boys are on the level.
What?
Not cops, man. If you get caught with this here piece and they ask you where you got it from, what you gonna say?
I guess I'll tell them I just found it.
That's right. Because if they come looking for old Billy Summers, I ain't gonna be too happy.
Your name will never come up.
Now there's another thing you should be aware of. This gun's hot. And by that I mean it's been passed around a few times. Now the guy who sold it to me didn't say what it was used for, and I didn't ask. But what I'm telling you is, they catch you with this gun, they're gonna try and pin all them crimes on you.
We just want to be able to defend ourselves.
Well, all right then. Just remember, I didn't sell it to you.
So you take a check?
He's joking, right?
Dude, just give him the cash.
All right, boys. Pleasure doing business with you.
So where do we get bullets?
That's a damn good question.
Flies in the Jar. Starring Lady Zen, John Jeffers, Kent Evans, and Clara Dunham. Acting consultant, Martin James Grappengetter. Sound mastering by Joshua Holloway. Produced by Lady Zen. Written and created by Nathan Feuerberg.
Hey, can you pass me one of those beers?
How does this work?
It's simple. You spin the chamber, put the gun to your head, and then you pull the trigger.
But you said it was loaded.
It's not fully loaded. There's just one bullet.
But why would I do that?
It's for the rush.
Rush?
It's a high, an adrenaline boost.
How does putting a gun to your head get you high?
Dude, what's with all the questions? Your country, like, invented this game.
Sanchez, it's Russian roulette, not Swedish roulette.
Duh, Sweden is like the capital of Russia.
Wow, how did you ever graduate high school?
I didn't.
I just don't understand.
Look, watch, it's super easy. See? Easy peasy. You try.
No way.
You told me yesterday you wanted to try out new things.
Like the cupcakes at that new cafe on Laguna.
Look, it's no fun unless we all do it.
Just think of the song you'll be able to write after you do it.
Me and my gun, I played with death and I won.
I've never held a gun before.
Spin the chamber.
There's only one bullet.
Only one.
Put it to your head.
Like this?
Yep, right between your eyes.
Pull the trigger.
Oh my God.
Good job.
Hey, Jimmy, come join us, man. We're playing Russian roulette.
Elsa, put it down.
But...
just give me the gun. You realize this is a real gun, right? You just can't play around with it.
Oh, God.
I'm putting this back in the closet, and it better stay there.
Hey, do you ever think about time travel?
I don't regret anything I've done.
This whole flight, I keep thinking that at any time now, the flight attendant is going to get on the PA and say, like, please return to your seats and buckle your safety belts. We're approaching the event horizon. And then, like, we're going to look out the window and it's going to be like this black hole, like... and the airplane's going to be like... right in the middle of it, and there's going to be like this burst of light... and we'll be back like 20 years in the past.
You can't see a black hole.
Right, but that's not the point. Like, in my fantasy, we're sent back to like 1997.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we can see what's happening, but we can't do anything about it. We're like ghosts. But then we learn we can do small things, like we can push a book off a table or like whisper something in our past self's ears, like, don't do that, bro.
I wouldn't change any of the choices I've made, even if I knew they led to bad things.
I don't know. I would. I think I would change, like, everything.
You sure you don't want to try out something heavier? We've got some new AKs everybody's been poking holes in the dirt with.
Nah. We just want to get a feel for this one.
All right, you've got your firearm and your ammunition. Here's two pairs of noise reduction muffs to keep your ears from ringing. I think you're good to go.
Guess I'll try it out first.
Dude, you didn't even hit the sheet.
What?
You hit the dirt.
You realize I can barely hear you with this headset on.
All right, that time you got him. Went straight into his arm, and he's all gimpy now, like... Rrr.
But you try.
Here, watch this, bro. I'm about to show you Dirty Harry style.
You totally missed all five.
No, I didn't.
You didn't even get close to his chest.
Yeah, you're damn right. I was aiming for his balls, man. They swing low.
Don't hand it to me. You're supposed to set it down. Don't you know anything about gun safety?
You know, it's been a few days, man. Nothing's happened. I feel like we're in the clear.
We know this guy has started multiple fires. It's only a matter of time before he has a craving to do it again.
Are you sure this thing fires straight?
Don't blame it on the gun.
Oh, check it. I got him in the gut. He's all, like, bleeding out. Damn, that thing's all hot.
You're not supposed to hold it by the barrel. All I know is next time there's a fire in our hood, I'm not gonna wait for the cops. I'm gonna take this gun, I'm gonna hunt him down.
Flies in the Jar includes acting by
John Jeffers,
Kent Evans,
Clara Dunham,
Martin James Grappengetter,
Lady Zen,
Maël Jaillet,
David Ramsey, and Nathan Feuerberg. Original music by Lady Zen, Joshua Holloway, and Dan Capaldi. Sound mastering by Joshua Holloway, produced by Lady Zen. Written and created by Nathan Feuerberg. Flies in the Jar is made possible by a team of voice actors and sound designers who have volunteered their time. You can listen to us on podcast platforms such as Spotify, iTunes, SMA Podcast, Radio Tulum, Stitchers, and YouTube. If you'd like to support the show and get early access to episodes, go to deepdrag.com and join our Patreon.